must have forgot. When they spoke of my gold medal and soul career, that's look back at my whole career. Cause y'all must have forgot. The best pound for pound is mine. Hit Percy Harris with four hooks at one time. Y'all must have forgot. When I beat Bernard Hopkins and won the IBF, the right was hurt.
Salutations out there. This is the Fire Starter Crew coming back at you with a brand new podcast. I am TKO and I got my main man K Bad.
What's up, y'all?
And the real bar is virtual bar tonight.
I hope it's real me.
I mean, you know, people say what they ain't heard you in a minute. You know, we ain't trying to have you riding around like Bernie on the podcast, you know.
I'm telling you, it ain't no guarantee people even gonna hear me on this, you know. That's how like disillusioned I am with this joint, you know. We'll see.
Yeah. Appreciate what while here, y'all. Just talking pre-production with Maserati Bads over here.
Maserati Bads. That's a pretty good one. I like that.
Hey, young. When that motherfucker Maybach Music hit, young man, everybody was trying to have a car group, young man. That nigga Steve Francis had Maserati Music. Remember that, Kenny?
I do remember that now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Saw Steve last. Was it last weekend? We can pour that.
Over.
Yeah. Just at out of Dematha at Dematha Summer League DMV Live at Dematha.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's up?
Look like he's doing a lot better, you know, making good help.
Okay. Yep. Sound good. Mm-hmm. Sound good. All right, y'all. How was y'all? Well, Kenny, you want to talk about your adventures today, young?
Yeah, man. I'm trying to buy a new car, and yeah, man, it's the worst time ever to be buying anything, but especially like a big purchase, man, and I'm just fed up, man. I'm at my wit's end. I don't know what to do anymore. And I don't like going to car dealerships. I'm kind of like, and I'm telling Tonus, I'm kind of like George Costanza in that way. You know? Like, I really do believe they are the scum of the earth. And this little trick that this dude just tried to pull at the dealership. I go test drive one car. And then he come bring back paperwork or estimate for a whole completely different model, you know? Like, I wasn't going to notice, my nigga. Oh, my bad, Slim. Oh, man, you know, man, they just sold that joint, man. Yeah, that joint, man.
This nigga was playing three-car Molly with paperwork, you know?
Yeah, man, you know, walking back and forth, man. My manager, man, this nigga, man, you know. He says, behold, hey, Slim, I got you. Hey, man, want some water or something? Y'all good? Nigga, if you just don't tell me what the outdoor price is in the next 5 minutes, I'm walking out, you know? Man, my bad, Joe, man. It's just crazy around here, Joe. But here you go. Yeah. Play a different model, you know? And they just going to add on $3,000 just because. that market adjustment, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I left. I ain't buy shit.
Hey, Sam, he tried to do it the right way. Yeah. He tried to go to Annapolis to buy a car. Yeah.
Now, this was out Bowie, by the way. I mean, that's not, you know, surprising, but yeah, I got a lot better traction out of Annapolis. As a matter of fact, there's a car there I might buy tomorrow morning, just because the dude act like he wasn't tripping. I appreciate that.
Hey, it's not even funny, dog. This shit just popped and said, a guest has stopped recording. And Sam, the only one in the red. Can't win for losing, man. Can you still there?
I'm still here.
Hey, man. It must be saying Wi-Fi, yeah.
It's gotta be.
Yeah, because this is the same shit that happened 2 weeks ago when we didn't record.
Mm-hmm.
I.e., that shit fucked up for over an hour and we gave up. Yeah, it just happened again, yeah. I don't know where to stop. Try again. Or what? What say you, Bads?
I don't care, right? I'm just so damn mad.
What say you, yeah.
Yeah, he ain't saying. He's
saying Slick, like, cursing us out, man.
Or on my screen, he yellow. Like, we the ones in red.
Yeah, but it's like a red circle around him.
Oh, I don't see that. Okay.
Yeah. His whole profile got that red ring of death around him. Nah, we keeping this. <It's red.
laughs> Yeah, yeah. You gotta put that nigga in a cardboard box in the back of Microsoft, you know.
It'll be about 3 to 5 weeks. You
know? Yeah. Oh shit, dude.
Hey, yeah. Since Uncle Bob gonna be all creative and shit, y'all. The next fucking level is gifts, y'all. Have a nigga Sam spinning like that red ring of death. You know?
Yeah, man.
I know he cursing us out, yeah. Alright, so I'm gonna stop this joint and try to get Sam back, y'all. So we'll watch y'all in a second. Alright, y'all, we back, and unfortunately, I'm glad we gave Sam his flowers while he was here. He ain't coming back, you know? Yeah, y'all. Technology, being cheap. Yeah, we all guilty, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Waiting for the next best thing.
Yeah, dog. We've been waiting for new iPhones. We've been waiting for new MacBooks. You know? Oh yeah, when that M1 come out, now it's when that M2, dog. Now it's gonna be the M3, like. Some point that you just gotta get, you just gotta get something. Some point you do gotta get something. So
yeah, because yeah. I'm already regretting not getting the watch. Because I'm hearing like the new processor in the what's it gonna be like the 8 or something like that. The processor 8 or whatever. It's the same thing as the 7, which is the same thing as the 6.
Right.
You know what I'm saying. Phones, iPad, all that shit, man. This is, it's never a good time to buy, you
know? Yeah, because you're always looking forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Like, at some point, like, I do want to buy a new phone. I'm waiting for the 14, but
yeah.
14 comes out, there's already rumors about the 15. Then the 15 is going to be the one that
going
to change the game. No,
don't buy that 14.
Buy that 14. Yeah, it's still going to have that little hole punch on it or whatever. Uh-huh. Yeah, or whatever, but, you know.
Yeah. But, can you want to tell them what happened to you, Aaron?
I was laughing at, that Sam is shitting, and my motherfucking computer just shut the fuck down just out of nowhere, and I thought my computer got the red ring of death. There I go laughing at putting Sam in a cardboard box and sending him to motherfucking Bill Gates. All of a sudden, my computer was like, nah, nigga, don't forget about me. Yeah, nigga, you still are a motherfucking, you know, cheap-ass nigga for not updating me, so, yeah, you right.
Nigga hit that. Hit that slammer. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's not a 2014 MacBook Pro? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost a decade. Yeah. It's time. But see, that's the thing. You buy Apple stuff and you just get so used to it, fucking lasts forever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's because, you know, it's like a nice girl, you know. It'll let you down easy, young.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's true.
That joint was a Windows, like, nigga. Yeah. Let me tell you something. I got 3 other niggas, so you've been cut, but yeah. Now it's definitely over.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Our products, they do let you down easy. Yeah. And this is letting me down easy. It's been 8 years, you know.
Yeah, bruh.
At least it cut back on. At least we still recording on this motherfucker right now, so.
Yeah, if that joint was running Windows not yet, you know, the motherfucking colorful boxes would have popped up when the left, you know. Like, let me F9 out of here.
Yeah.
Well, I can't tell you how many times I didn't manly booted up a Windows right now.
Hey, ain't that the worst, you know? Well, you got to deal with Windows and you don't want to. It's like, why am I on this? Who bought this computer, you know?
Like, man, I didn't buy this for safe mode, you know? Right. Safe mode. That shit be milk toast like shit, you know? It won't be no wide array of colors, you know? Yeah. That should be DOS with a motherfucker a motherfucker Easter hat on, you know.
Yeah, you start telling the kids about DOS, you know. Yeah. Some dark times, you know. Yeah. We should have to do it the hard way, you know.
Yeah. Safe mode, yeah. Every time I put that shit in safe mode, yeah. I was none the wiser afterwards, John. That shit just decided it wanted to work. It wasn't nothing I did there. Mm-hmm. All right.
So I got to buy a car and a MacBook. Yeah. Or I buy the MacBook. That is cheaper, right, man?
I hope you don't get that red car of death.
Hey, dog. You know what's funny, huh? I almost bought a red car today, you know. And I've never in life thought about buying a red car. I'm so fucking disgusted. I said, you know what? I don't care no more, you know. It's red. Fuck it. I'm putting tinted windows in it anyway, you know. Damn, this is shit. I didn't do it, though. I say all that, but I just couldn't get past the red part. But, I test drove it and all that shit because... Yeah, it's bad, man.
Got that drunk home, you know. Middle of the night. Like, what's that noise? That car would have been spinning, you know.
Oh, shit, man.
Oh, man. All right, KB. Well, other than your auto travels today, how's your week been, bro?
Man, other than that, dog, just... taking a day at a time, man, like everybody else, bro.
Yeah, hey, man.
It's a lot going on Capitol Hill, watching that stuff, but to be perfectly honest with you, you know, like the news hounding me, like, wants to watch it, you know, wants to watch the analysis of it and stuff, but like, just knowing that nothing's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know.
Dog, if they find a way,
they building a case, you know? That's what I keep in. Nigga, you don't need to build a case for this. He knew, like, dog, we've known he's known the whole time. And all you got is slow trickle of people coming up like, yeah, he knew. We knew that already.
Yeah.
But now you got people saying this, like, young, put handcuffs on this nigga.
Man, do whatever you gotta do. Just make sure he can't run again, young. Because, especially after the developments from this week where he wanted to join his people or whatever, that ain't gonna do nothing but galvanize his fucking base. And like, man, it ain't gonna be close if he run again, bro. Against whoever.
I think it depends on what type of support, like, Ron DeSantis gets.
Who?
DeSantis in Florida.
Man.
I think he's going to be the next president.
Who?
DeSantis. Yeah.
Not if this nigga want to run against him, young.
I think he'll beat Trump.
I got to say to believe it, Kenny. These Trump supporters are crazy, young. And the level of crazy they still are is ridiculous, Sean. Like, motherfuckers are willing to die for this dude, you know?
Yeah, I know. I understand, man.
Take whatever he's saying and running with it still, you know? So. Yeah, man. 2 years, you know? All these motherfucking charges they said was going to stick and they was going to get him out the paint, you know? 2 years. All right. Other than that, you find a way to beat this heat, you know?
Yeah, stay my ass in the house.
Hey, bro. I tried, but I had 2 birthday parties to hit this weekend. So the first joint, Kenny, I haven't cooked this much in probably since I was out the fucking country and I just wasn't, like, you know, able to get to a place with AC soon. You know. Saturday, it was Steve's birthday and Kareem had threw him a party at this joint called the Mayflower. It's the old 1223 on Connecticut Avenue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. So they have a rooftop now at that joint, and it's exposed. And it was like open or whatever. So before I went down there, I tried to get in a few miles. So I ran like 3 miles or whatever, and then hopped in the shower or whatever. Dog, I could not stop sweating, young dog. I was 30 minutes late because I couldn't stop sweating to shave, you know. So when I get there, I'm like, okay, cool, you know. It's inside of it. Go up the stairs, go up to the top floor, whatever. They have a slightly covered area, and then from there it was just like the rooftop with the bar and everybody when they were serving the food and everything. So I had to venture out there, young, and I was just cooking for 2.5 hours, young. Couldn't stop sweating. My cook towel was, nigga, that shit like a rag, young. So hottest shit there. And I went to my other man's birthday party a little bit later on. Almost lost the aforementioned phone because, you know, not divulging my man's identity, but, you know, his wife may or may not have gotten to it with a side chick that he invited to his birthday party. So that was, you know, almost skirmish that didn't let me to almost lose my phone. So just a really eventful Saturday, man. Hot to begin with and hot to end the night, you know? Mm-hmm. Other than that, man, I was worried about going downtown and shit after, you know, the events of Friday, you know? Like, Washington is, it's like a twilight zone right now. A lot of very passionate people either happy or mad about this abortion shit. And the people who are happy, they have no problem rubbing it in the face of people who are unhappy right now. And I'm like, yeah, man, somebody's gonna get shot pretty soon, you know. And I was hoping that it wouldn't, like, you know, roll over to Saturday, because that was, didn't the ruling come down on Friday or was it Thursday?
I forget. It was either Thursday or Friday. It was going into, yeah, the weekend, man.
Yeah, man. So that shit was new.
I think it was Friday, yeah. Because I actually went down to the point down southwest. And I think, I remember people talking about it Friday.
Okay.
Yeah,
so. Luckily, I made it in and out the downtown area and the Capitol Hill area this past weekend, so. Got another holiday weekend coming up, man. Just. Shout out to everybody and well wishes to everybody traveling this weekend, because they already canceled flights, Sean. Like, that's how bad this shit is. My man, Kamal, he's stuck in Barbados until Friday. I mean, he's stuck in some worse places than that, but still, you know, like, you know, if he had to be back for work or some shit, man, he'd just be ass out, you know, because, yeah, they just, there's nothing you can do about it, and just wait your ass until Friday. That's before the damn holiday rush, so who knows what's going to be like this weekend, man. I'm just hoping my damn staff can get in and out of where the fuck they going this weekend, so I won't be stuck holding the gun on Tuesday and go back to work. So is what it is, man. Alright, KB, let's get into some topics here, man. Some sports. The Wiz made a move today.
Yeah.
Got Will Barton, man. He gets I call him Sneaky Bucket, Sean. Like, you look up and Will Barton got 13. Like, damn, how when he drop, you know, when he get 4 or 5 buckets, whatever, but he seems to get you some sneaky buckets, Sean. Kinda like cool, Sean. Might not run a whole bunch of plays for him, but they get you buckets, so. And plus you got rid of KCP, man. It's a plus right there, Kenny.
Yeah.
Don't sound very enthusiastic.
No, I'm trying to see. I'm trying to catch it because, like I said, I've been out all day. Did DeJounte Murray get traded today too?
To Atlanta, I believe. I thought I saw that when I was off running a little earlier.
Let me see what. Okay. Okay, Atlanta Hawks are trading Danilo Gallinari and multiple first-round picks at San Antonio Spurs for Murray. Okay, so Gallinari and multiple first-rounders. I wonder if the Wizards could have beat that. There was a hole at point guard. Now, I think it all depends on how you kind of look at what the Wizards have done to this point. I've seen a lot of people on Wizards Twitter say that the moves that they've made so far show that they're just comfortable doing what they've always done, and that's pretty much vying for a 7-10 spot. That's pretty much like our, I'm not going to say ceiling on every season, but it seems like that's what we're kind of comfortable pushing for every year. Just judging it on the moves we made. So, Johnny Davis, I think, is a really solid pick. There should be a lot of minutes available to him next season off the break. I know people say, well, doesn't he play the same position as Bradley Beal? I've heard them talk about playing Brad Moore at point and letting him pretty much just be the guy that facilitates the offense. I don't know about that. I don't know if Johnny Davis was seen as Brad Beal insurance, or they just pretty much took him because he was the best player available. Like I said, I think it was a solid pick, and he should play a lot. But it's obvious there was still a big hole at point. So the trade today, even though we take a step back defensively, Monte Morris, you would think, steps in at point. Will Barton becomes the scorer he is off the bench, because they definitely could have used another scorer, no doubt about it. But I'm thinking, would DeJounte Murray have been a move that maybe kind of gets you above that 7-10 range? Right. Not saying it instantly makes you a definite contender in the Eastern Conference, because, you know, a lot of things would still need to kind of fall their way. But, you know, I feel a whole lot better about trading a couple first-round draft picks when they're going to be middle first round ladder, you know, lottery picks anyway, just because of how the team is constructed. Trading a couple of those and Kuzma, whoever it may have taken, like, they didn't have to give up John Collins. So I don't know why we had to give up somebody that we really deem like a major part of the future. I don't think Kuzma is. So him, a couple first rounders, or him and something to kind of sweeten the deal a little bit. But I'd have liked that. So now you got DeJounte Murray at point, Brad Beal at the two. You know, Will, but like you have a little bit of depth. Like the guys that they've drafted the last couple of years, like we'll see with Roy, we'll see with Denny. But, you know, they're still young. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you got some young pieces. But I think that definitely would have solved everything that we needed in a point guard if we had made that trade. But they didn't, so. Yeah, Monty Morris and Will Barton. I'm not mad about the trade, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just kind of is what it is, and I get it, but it doesn't really move the needle a whole lot. So.
Okay, well, while you got it open, any other moves been made in the last hour or two?
I think everybody's just waiting for free agency tomorrow. Like, I know, I think I just saw something about Mark Cuban and, like, a large contingent from the Mavs. Hold on, let me see if I can find this again. Because I was looking for details on that, DeJounte Murray trade. So, Mark Stein said Mavericks owner Mark Cuban is scheduled to be joined by top team executive Nico Harrison and Michael Finley, coach Jason Kidd, and as Chris Ames reports, maybe one or two of Jalen Brunson's teammates at Thursday's free agent meeting in New York City with Brunson links, also say. Chris Ames reported earlier free agent guard Jalen Brunson's grant meetings to Dallas Mavericks, New York Knicks, and dark horse Miami Heat on first day of free agency, league sources tell Yahoo Sports. Man,
Jalen Brunson out here getting courted like motherfucking prime Diana Ross, son. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Man, he's a good player, but well, you know what? I guess everybody's lasting memory of you is like their last memory of you, or the last set of memories of you, and he did ball the fuck out in the playoffs.
No, he really came on last year, and like, watching the dude at Villanova, like, he can hoop. I mean, he's not the most athletic dude in the world, not the biggest dude in the world, not the fastest dude in the world, man. He crafty as shit. He just know how to hoop to him. I stopped looking at him like, I just don't understand, like, I'm just trying to figure out, like, is he really as good as I think he might be? Because, again, you're looking at him, he's not your prototypical new age point guard. He's not a John Morant type. He's not going to, he ain't ripping on nobody. Again, not the biggest dude in the world, not the most fleet of foot. But, man, he has a tremendous basketball IQ. And just the fundamentals, man. Like, he just understands how to play the game, you know?
You know, I guess I have a hard time accepting that, you know, he might get a max deal from somebody when, this is no knock to either one of them, he just reminds me a lot of, like, Fred VanVleet. I'm like, he's good.
Yeah, but Fred VanVleet can get that type of money, too. That's the thing. Like, we're in the age now where guys like that get this type of bread.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, though, Brad Beal is about to sign a contract. He's getting $47 million a year. Like, I'm not going to look at Jalen Brunson and like, turn my nose up at, what is it, 4 year, 100? Yeah, I get it.
Well, good for him, y'all. Hey, man. And baseball, they say it's all about timing when your contract comes up, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect timing for him. More power to the brother. I have no idea what the fucking Lakers is about to try to do, man.
I feel bad for niggas like Rod Strickland.
Man.
Let me see how much Rod, the most Rod Strickland ever made one season in the NBA. Or a nigga like Robert Pack.
Yeah.
Let's see how much. Yeah. Let me see.
Cause I was about to say, you know, even somebody like Lukey Dog's favorite, Monte Ellis, but I think Monte Ellis got some bread. Yeah.
Monte probably had a couple years where he made easily, say, 12, 13 mil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sound about right.
Yeah, Rob made, I think he made 10 million 2 years with us.
Okay.
But that's the most. So other than that, it was just 1 million, 1 million, 1.9, 2.2, 3, 3, 3, 1, 1. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Niggas like Rod Strickland would have been getting paid. niggas like John Crotty would have been making money, young.
Not that Crotty, young. Go ahead, young.
Hey, Crotty and what's name stayed in the league for a long time.
I was so blown seeing John Crotty still in the league, young.
What's my man from here, with the Maryland,
Steve Blake?
Steve Blake, yeah.
Man, yeah, Steve Blake stayed around for a minute.
Yeah, niggas who can run a team and hit a mid-range jumper, young. Yeah. Dang, yeah. Rod, $10 million, that's it, huh? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, guess that's all we got right now.
Real quick, I looked at Robert Pack. Mm-hmm. He played, 12 years in the league?
Yeah.
Yeah, total, $22 million. Yeah, Jetta Brunson about to get that more than that per year.
Robert Pack used to go to my barber shop, man. He used to come in that joint with some basic ass motherfucking Steve Maddens on, young.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some oversized jeans, young. Get that fade tightened up.
Yeah. I'm about to really make your job mad, though, you know. Just let me look up Kevin Johnson. My favorite player, not in the Hall of Fame, you know. I don't know how, by the way. I don't know how the fuck Kevin Johnson's not in the Hall of Fame, but I digress. Total over his career, $31
million. 31
for
Kevin Johnson?
Yeah, dog.
Yeah. I bet if you read that number to him right now, young, it'd be the first time you wouldn't see no teeth, young.
Yeah.
All right, by the way, y'all, Brittany Griner is still in jail, and looks like she's going to be there for the foreseeable future now.
Yeah, man.
Continues to be absolutely ridiculous and maddening, and, you know, you see a tweet once every week or two, whatever, and then that's it. Like, mainstream media just, like, you know, kind of brushes it to the side.
Yeah.
I feel like somebody needs to be her voice in other places, so. There you have it. All right, let's move on to the NFL, and last I saw KB per that tall, there might be six more women in the wings waiting to swoop in on this Deshaun case. Or this Deshaun debauchery. Yeah, so he might not be finished paying money yet. I can't see how he gets anything less than 10 games.
He got a problem, man.
You think?
Yeah, that's first and foremost. He needs to face his addiction. To having strangers touch his body, you know, and do whatever else, you know, he wants to do whenever he's getting a massage, you know, but yeah. I mean, though, it's 10 games. Like, why not just the whole fucking season, man? Like,
well, they could very well easily do that too, but I don't know. See, if all this shit was wrapped up before training camp, you know, he might slide with this fucking 6-8 and 8-10 young. But if this shit is still hanging over his head as we get into like latter July and August, the league might just say, yeah, you figure that shit out and we'll see you next year. But then, like, if they don't wait until it's settled, then they can very easily be chastised and criticized for, like, you know, giving them too light of a sentence, you know? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. When we were at this point last year going into training camp, you know, I had never thought that this shit would still be hanging. And, like, we'd be no closer to a fucking resolution than we were at that point. So, yep. March is on. So I guess they're going to roll with Jacoby Brissett. Until then.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, anything going on with the Commanders?
Yeah, man, we signed Terry McLaurin.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Tell you, how much bread he get?
Three extension, $71 million, $28 million sign-up bonus, which is the largest ever given to a receiver. Damn. It's $500,000 more than D-Hop got in 2020. Tyreek Hill got 25.5 this year, and Julio got 25 in 2019. So, yeah, man, he got what he wanted. So,
hey, that's what's up, man. I didn't think it would be solved this early. I thought eventually you guys would pay him, but you know, I didn't think it would be done in, like, before we even hit July, man. Good for him, though.
Yeah, I think they just wanted to take care of it because they don't need any more headaches. Just as a franchise.
Yeah. Perfect time for him, huh?
Yeah, perfect time for him, man. Like, he was a popular player in the locker room. The fan base loves him. So, it's one of these things, it's like, just get it done.
Yeah.
Just get it done. And there had been some, you know, some rumblings that a deal was imminent. And, again, he got the biggest signing bonus in NFL history. So, congratulations to that brother.
Nothing much with the Giants. I will say this though, man. Seeing some of this tape, young, I'm cautiously optimistic for Saquon this year. That nigga looked like a fucking Adonis, young. Pause, young.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, that nigga like one of my damn He-Man figures from childhood, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, dog. Like, I know people would use the size his legs compared to fucking Barry Sanders, but like, this nigga is just ripped from head to toe, you know?
Yep.
Like,
yep.
He's definitely put the work in the fucking weight room, so.
One thing you never had to worry about Saquon Barkley was his work ethic, whether or not he was going to, you know, give it 100%, because that's what he's always done. That's why I've always just been the biggest fan of that dude, just because he gets it. So,
yeah.
If there's one dude that wasn't going to let all these setbacks just kind of, you know, get to him and start messing with him mentally, like, I'm, of course, at some point, you know, mentally, it can mess with the, you know, the best of us, just like these constant setbacks. But, yeah, man, just one of the best attitudes you can ever have for a player like that, man. So the fact that he's working as hard as he is not a surprise whatsoever. Like, that's just one of the main reasons why I just like that dude so much.
Yeah, I mean, you never know Young, but he just seems like a real good guy, Young.
Yeah, yeah. I've always heard there's nothing but glowing things about him. Yep.
All right, that's about all we have. NFL sports in general. All right, so let's move on to our second segment, entertainment. And what you watching, KB?
I watch Herogasm.
Man. You know, this show's vulgarity
mm-hmm.
has me like re-examining my tolerance for vulgarness on TV. You know?
Really?
Like, is just me getting old and like, you know, no matter what people say, the older you get, you know, unless you just like just were born in like the gutter and stayed there your whole life, you know, you get a bit more conservative, you know, and you got things to protect and shit. You know, hope my fucking criminals in your neighborhood get caught and shit with before you didn't care and shit. And like, yeah, man, this shit, I ain't felt this way since I heard the groupie skit on Remy Ma's first album. And okay. I said, how can women be so vulgar? And then, yeah, somebody said, Nikki, you got the nerve. And I said, you right. But I feel how I feel. And that's how I felt watching this. And I'm like, when the nigga exploded in this nigga dick in the first episode, like,
yes, yes, yes,
that was enough for me.
Right.
When this nigga's dick answered the door, I contemplated turning it off again. All right. All
right.
And then at some point I just became numb to it, you know? All
right. Too much meat.
I wouldn't have minded if my TV had that red ring of death about halfway through that episode. I was like, yeah, if somebody walk around with their schlong, you know, I'm like, dog, okay. If you're going to do this shit, young, at least be fair, young. You walk around with niggas' dicks out, young. Can I see some gratuitous asses too, young? Like, I ain't see a whole bunch of black superheroes in that house, you know?
That's a fair point. Fair point. Are there a lot of black heroes in this universe, like in these comics? I don't know. That's the thing. I've never read a The Boys comic. I don't know if they are black. I don't know. I don't know. But, yeah, that's a fair point. Fair point.
I don't know. No black big booty heroes, young.
What would the black big booty hero's name be, and what would the power be? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I mean, fuck.
I don't know, young. Maybe A Train got a ass train distant cousin, young.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, man, you gotta get back to me on that, King.
On what a super on what a superpower will be?
she killed niggas by sitting on their face, yeah.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. We can flesh this out. All right. We're just throwing ideas out.
Oh man. Yeah, but yeah, other than A Train, man, I don't think it's not the black superhero. They had a Mexican one. He died. He got killed real quick, right?
Well, Black Noir, I think, is supposed to be black. Well, he was black in that flashback. They showed him before he got his face blown off.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was a black dude.
Okay. I don't remember, young. Whenever I see him, young, I just think about Snake Eyes, young. So I think he's Asian. You know?
Okay, right.
But, okay, if he black, he black, but, yeah. Gotta cover them all up, though, right?
Yeah. Okay. But I think that's part of the big reveal that's gonna happen. There's gonna be a big reveal with this character, so.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a couple theories out there. I don't want to throw nothing out there and shit ruin it for everybody, but, man.
Yeah, but, the episode definitely was a wild ride, yeah. I'm glad we got, some. Well, unless you want to keep on talking about the hero guys in itself.
Nah, I just felt like Laz Alonso's reaction to getting splattered with what I can only guess is like 30 gallons of cum. I think it was just a little muted for my taste. You know, I need a sink and all that shit. Nigga, if I just got motherfucking blasted with that much motherfucking cum, you know, somebody dying, I would have just started shooting people. How about that?
Kenny, I know sometimes you like to call me Super Thug, young.
Uh-huh.
ain't gonna lie, young. If that much jizz got thrown on me,
yeah, my mouth was open, yeah.
Yeah, young. I would have probably cried and
right then and there, just I break down crying.
I've been hysterical, young.
Yeah, what in life led you to this point where, yeah, somebody just went ahead and just threw that much jizz? Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I'd have round that joint yelling like Mrs. Poole, young.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, so other than that, man, I'm glad we finally got like a taste of Soulja Boy and Homelander, because if they made me wait the whole fucking season while I'm doing dumb shit like this for them to fight, then like, I'm not saying I would have checked out, young, but like, you know, I might have been able to let like 2 or 3 weeks go by before I was really checking for it or whatever. But you know, I somewhat participating next week, because I don't know if you're gonna get some more right away, you know.
Right.
So it definitely kept me engaged. So that's about it, man. It was a good episode.
I felt like Soulja Boy wasn't as good as I thought he was gonna be. Like, now I'm starting to think about like what would happen if Captain America fought Superman. Same shit would happen. Never mind. Cause that's who these characters are based on, and like they were jive teasing it like Soulja Boy could handle Homelander by himself.
Yeah.
I thought they were. But then I think that's just because of that fucking that ray that comes out of his chest. I think that's the thing, that only thing that can kill him. But if I'm being honest, yeah, can't nobody really fuck with Homelander. That's kind of the point.
Yeah.
So, man. But he's scared though. That's the thing about it. He's scared now. So.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That little shot they showed at the end, that nigga shook to death. Because it's not even just Supes, the fact that, you know, everybody else, it seems like, I mean, only other nigga in the group who don't seem like they got any type of powers, because I don't know what the hell Laz Alonso was going to do when he took that gun out, like when Soulja Boy and Homelander was fighting. He got his gun, he's like, he about to go back in there, like, nigga, that gun ain't going to do nothing, though.
Absolutely nothing, man.
And she had the Starlight, had to get him out, like, come on, let's get out of here, like, yeah.
Well, yeah, you would think after 3 years, he would realize that bullet ain't going to do shit, but.
Right.
Hey, man, you know, I'm giving the benefit of the doubt, young. When you just got drenched in jizz, young, your brain might be a little scrambled, young.
True. That's very true, young.
Man. It was fucked up. I mean, that damn backstory of him and Soulja Boy was fucked up, too, young.
It is. It is. So I completely understand the anger, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of A-Train, I don't know. Is he dead? I don't know.
I have no idea, bro. He didn't get that checkup, man.
Yeah. I mean, they have been teasing, like, the fact that, you know, he can't run no more because something like this would happen. But he let his anger get the best of him, and, yeah.
Hey, if you want to go, though, man. He went a hell of a way, bro.
Yeah, he did. He dragged him like James Byrd. Man, I get it. Yeah, that's just how they killed James Byrd. That's how he did, dude. I was like, that's all right. Man.
Yeah. The new definition of roadkill.
Yep.
Now, so definitely I'm on board for next week. What else you watching?
Man, I think that's really about it, dog.
It's slim pickings right now, ain't it?
Yeah. There's nothing really on Netflix. Nothing really on Disney Plus that I'm watching. I'm not into Ms. Marvel. I haven't gotten it in there yet. I don't know if I will.
I tried an episode, man. It's going to be a struggle, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I haven't seen that movie with Woody Harrelson and Kevin Hart yet, The Man from Toronto. I'll check that out at some point.
You ain't see, do you watch The Umbrella Academy?
I watched a little bit of it in the beginning. I haven't watched it in a while, though.
Yeah, this season started a little slow, but, it actually picked up in, last three episodes or so, man. I was really into it, and, yeah, man, it ended pretty cool. I guess at the end of last season, I guess one of the briefcases led them to, like, a parallel. You know, everything's a fucking multiverse now, right?
So,
they ended up in the same hotel with another group that was, you know, like, their fucking, you know, other world counterparts, whatever, called the Sparrows. And, you know, they got good powers, too. They're actually better than them, but they don't work together as well. And don't, like, care about each other. So, in the end, I guess that's what kind of led him to be like the superior faction in, you know, trying to fight off the latest, you know, threat to the end of the world or whatever. So that was pretty cool. And, you know, their father has always been a shady character, so it's, a lot of that continues in this new world. So it was pretty cool, yeah. They didn't drag out the whole Ellen / Elliot Page. Is just like, it's an alternate universe, and she's a dude here, and that's it, you know? She went and got a haircut, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, you know what, that's not bad, you know, because they could have made a statement in, you know, drawing that out, but they didn't. So, that was cool. Didn't think that I would be invested in those 10 episodes. It did take me 2 weeks. I mean, what a... It wasn't 2 weeks. It's just a week, but it took me the 4 weeks. I just finished it yesterday, actually. So it's pretty good, though. What else? The Boys, your guys. Yeah, that's about it, man. Hearing real good things from these shows on Paramount Plus. People starting to get into. I don't want to tank it. Is it called The Old Man, Kenny?
I believe so, yep.
Yep, The Old Man, and it's another one also. But either way, I haven't watched either one of those yet. I do plan to get into The Old Man, though, because niggas drooling over this shit like it's the motherfucking Wire. You know? I'm like, I just think it's... The pickings are so slim on TV right now. Like, people just want to have something to slice right now, so.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I am watching a couple other things. You know, me and my true crime shit. It's this joint on HBO that I mentioned last week. It's got a fucking long, drawn out name and shit, man. Give me a half a second. Mind Over Murder. Yes, that's like a maybe. I think it's a 4-6 part true crime series about these murders that take place in Beatrice, Nebraska. And after the second episode, it's like they have witnesses. They have everything with a fucking murder weapon. They have confessions. And it seems like an open and shut case, but apparently these motherfuckers not only get off, but they get a $28 million settlement from the state and shit. So I just can't wait to see how the fucking police fuck this up. Like, the previous for next week's episode mentioned something like every fucking computer at headquarters of the police department got wiped clean. So it's some weird shit happening here. But definitely into that. And Showtime has one of like three new streaming documentary series about Ghislaine Maxwell.
Mother.
Who just got sentenced to 20 years, I believe, for the, her involvement with Jeffrey Epstein. And, yeah, man, she's just always been a fucking finesser. Her father was a fucking finesser. A lot of people say he faked his death on a boat that he named after her. She came to fucking New York, and, like, she was supposedly broke, but she's living on, like, Fifth Avenue. And she's found a whole bunch of schemes until she found Epstein, who, like, you know, he's almost like the mirror image of her father, which is why she was so damn drawn to him and, you know, started her fuckery with him. But she would do shit like walk up to men that are, like, standing, like, 5 feet away from their wives at parties. Like, yeah, if you lost 10 pounds, I'd fuck you. As a matter of fact, you know, get back to me when you do that. And, yeah, turn around and smart their wives and shit, man. Like, just real brazen, you know. So, I'm not even sure if she got 20 years federal time or if that was just on the state level or whatever, because that's the case, and she has any chance of parole or early exit from jail, you know, like, that shit's a fucking travesty and outrage. But I think that was the first episode of maybe 4 in this series, and that's on Showtime. I think it's called Who Is Ghislaine Maxwell. So that's about all I'm watching, man. Just didn't have a whole bunch of TV time this past week. And, yeah. Alright, so let's get to some awards.
Real quick. One thing I forgot to mention, I did want to mention it. It was a film on Netflix called Who We Are, A Chronicle of Racism in America. Mm-hmm. Very powerful, very good. It's more like a lecture that Jeffrey Robinson gives about the history of anti-black racism in the United States. And he uses archival film to back, you know, back up what he's saying. Very, very good. Very, very good. Highly recommended. That's Who We Are, A Chronicle of Racism in America on Netflix.
Don't have a BPA line sites of the week, but Classy Award of the Week goes to our old friend Jussie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nigga show up at the BET Awards like everybody mm-hmm. think he was in jail, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyway. He's still out.
He is.
All right, KB, you have a weekly racism wake your ass up update?
I do. This is a real update because this happened today. Headline, 1955 warrant and Emmett Till case found. Family seeks arrest. A team searching a Mississippi courthouse basement for evidence about the lynching of black teenager Emmett Till has found the unserved warrant charging a white woman in his 1955 kidnapping, and relatives of the victim want authorities to finally arrest her nearly 70 years later. A warrant for the arrest of Carolyn Bryant at Dunham, identified as Miss Roy Bryant on the document, was discovered last week by searches inside a file folder that had been placed in a box, the Floyd County Circuit Court Clerk Elmas Stockstill told that ain't a old-ass rural white man name I ever heard one. Elmas Stockstill told the Associated Press on Wednesday. Documents are kept inside boxes by a decade, he said, but there was nothing else to indicate where the warrant dated August 29, 1955 might have been. They narrowed it down between the 50s and 60s and got lucky, said Stockstill, who certified the warrant as genuine. The search group included members of the Emmett Till Legacy Foundation and two Till relatives, cousin Deborah Watts, head of the foundation, and her daughter Terry Watts. Relatives want authorities to use the warrant to arrest Dunham, who at the time of the slaying was married to one of two white men tried and acquitted just weeks after Till was abducted from a relative's home, killed, and dumped into a river. Servant and charger, Terry Watts told AP in an interview. Keith Boakchamp, whose documentary film, The Untold Story of Emmett Lewis Till, preceded a renewed Justice Department probe that ended without charges in 2007, was also part of the search. He said there's enough new evidence to prosecute Dunham. Dunham set up the case in August 1955 by accusing the 14-year-old Till of making improper advances at a family store in Money, Mississippi. A cousin of Till, who was there, had said Till whistled at the woman, an act that flew in the face of Mississippi's racist social codes of the area. Evidence indicates a woman, possibly Dunham, identified Till to the men who later killed him. The arrest warrant against Dunham was publicized at the time, but the Floyd County Sheriff told reporters he did not want to, quote-unquote, bother the woman since she had two young children to care for. Now, in the 80s and most recently living in North Carolina, Dunham has not commented publicly on calls for a prosecution, but Terry Watts said the Till family believes the warrant accusing Dunham of kidnapping amounts to new evidence. This is what the state of Mississippi needs to go ahead, she said. Yeah, man, this is what they need. Yeah, go serve that joint. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck what she doing. You know, dog, stop knocking on some doors, you know. Yeah, we got a warrant for your arrest. So, yeah, that's it.
Actually, I was looking at that trend, and I see Brad actually declined his player option, and he's going to become a free agent.
Yeah, so he can get that Supermax, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He don't want that puny 34. What he going to do with $34 million? Shit. Just think about how crazy that is, you know. That nigga just said, nah, I don't want $34 million. I'll wait. Oh, boy.
The measly three rods, you know.
Yeah, the three rods.
Them three rods,
you know. Yeah. You don't want them three rods, nigga. Man. Now, five rods?
Right. Five rods?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Now we talking.
Mm-hmm.
I seen that damn Knicks trade down. They traded Darvin and Well again, man. I know he want to kill Rich Paul, yeah. How much he turned down, yeah?
Yeah, it was something stupid.
I think he got at least two rods, John.
Yeah, I think he did.
They offered him two rods, John.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel bad. He
turned his nose up at.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
He looked a little slow, so I know he was looking at them numbers. Like, so, you said I can get more than this, boss? Well, if you say so.
Yeah. Hey, we're not doing that to New Orleans. Yeah. Come on, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. I forgot he went to Kentucky. It's the CA bang on that keyboard like a cat, yeah. he typing up them rankings, yeah. My bad, CA, yeah. I like that. That's my man, yeah.
Yeah, that's your man, yeah.
That's my man,
yeah.
But he turned down two rods,
yeah. Yeah, he did, yeah.
Who told him that was a good idea,
yeah? Yeah. What he turned down to what he ended up getting, yeah. I forgot exactly the numbers, but I remember looking at it like, damn, that's too bad, you know.
Yeah. I don't think he been near a rod since then, yeah.
Yeah.
Young man still playing, so it's always a chance out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm mad now. We're gonna be judging salaries by how many rods it is.
How many rods they get? Yeah.
This nigga Terry got seven rods, you know.
Got seven rods.
So.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to find a football equivalent or Roger. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. What else we have here? Oh, yeah. So, I guess we can go to outrage. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Other than the Supreme Court.
I wonder how history is going to look back on us. Like, well, why did they make all this progress just to walk it back? In like mm-hmm. 2 to 5 years,
yeah,
because they ain't done, you know.
Nah.
You know what's gonna be next? Gay marriage,
possible. Yeah, absolutely, definitely possible.
Man, you know, everything's on the table now.
Yeah. But this, with this court, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
Well, that ruling that they made in New York about concealed carry, impact that's going to have, like, they're already talking about possibly have, I mean, shit, not even concealed. Like, you can just open carry in Maryland.
Yeah. Story,
like, pretty much saying, like, yeah, you don't need permits for shit, really, so.
Mm-hmm. So from everybody clamoring for stricter gun laws less than a month ago, so, like, nah, you can do what the fuck you want to.
Yeah, well. Trump said, I'm going to put judges in that are going to overturn Roe. That's what he did, you know?
Yep.
You say whatever the fuck you want about him. Yeah, he is the scum of the earth. He could be the Antichrist. I don't know. But, yeah, he said, yeah, I'm going to do it.
He did it.
He did it, yeah.
Yeah, man. That's why, as much as I fucking hate politics and, despise most politicians, and, you know, always on the cusp of, like, you know, I feel like I don't even want to vote this go around and shit, man. That's the reason that I do, you know. And, you know, it's a lot of, like, unrest and disapproval for Joe Biden right now, but yeah, if he was in office the past 4 years, or Hillary was in office, we wouldn't be dealing with what they should be dealing with right now, you know? We be doing some different shit, but...
Some, you know, different shit, yeah, no doubt.
But, you know, that's the shit that we deal with right now, like gas prices, like, you know, contrary to belief or shit, that don't got nothing to do with the fucking U.S. The whole damn world is having a gas
shortage right now. Right, right.
But, yeah, we be dealing with that shit and not this, you know. Stuff that we thought that, okay, we've gotten past this now.
Yeah, we move past it as a society, issues. Right. It's settled law, right.
Yeah.
Exactly what they said at their confirmation here is a settled law, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not the case, Sean. We right back. Like a nigga forgot something, so. What's the young lady's name who testified yesterday?
Cassie Hutchinson?
Yeah. According to Republicans, she's the new aforementioned Jussie Smollett.
Mm-hmm.
Cause she's making shit up.
Right.
Man, you know what would be just absolutely perfect, you know, because, you know, the Secret Service and his security that were in that car have to now testify, and I assume that they're gonna refute what she said.
I'm not sure. I know Pat Cipollone got subpoenaed today. Whether or not he shows up, I don't know. I don't know if anybody in there that was in that, in the beast at the time, apparently tried to grab the wheel, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if they're gonna have to testify about that shit, but Monique Giff, I'd like to see it. Yeah.
Yeah. In my perfect world, they would, you know, try to refute it, and then somewhere lies some footage. Of them little fat hands trying to grab that wheel here.
Yeah.
Somebody tell them they have to calm the fuck down. Yeah.
Right.
Because, I mean, after she detailed it, it's no doubt that's exactly what the fuck he did. He was riled up. He wanted to be amongst his motherfucking people, you know? And they were like, no. We going back home, man. Now, sit your ass down. But yeah, that's what it is. Any wild rage on what's going on in these streets, KB?
No, Representative Mary Miller said that overturning Roe v. Wade was a victory for white life. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah. Wonder what Kimberly Lee started about that.
I just love people the next day falling over themselves to say that it was a slip up. It's obviously she misspoke. And I actually, I ain't gonna say I got into it with somebody on Twitter. I just simply just asked the question, why is everybody giving her cover? This is the same person that said last year, she actually started off a sentence in 2022 saying Hitler was right about one thing. Yeah, y'all giving cover to the Hitler was right about one thing lady?
Right, yeah.
That she not racist? It's obvious that she didn't mean to say that? Okay, right. So I just simply asked, like, I mean, that's what we doing? And dude came back and was like, well, you know, I don't know if she said that. And I'm like, I sent him a link, like, last year she said that shit. And she was talking about the youth. Because that was Hitler's main thing, the youth. You got to make sure you got the youth. But never in a million years should anybody ever say Hitler was right about one thing. That's the last person you ever want to use to bolster your argument, ever, is motherfucking Adolf Hitler.
Right.
And he was like, oh, wow, I didn't know anything about that. Well, you're right, you're right. And then we shook his hand and I went about my day. But, yeah, I'm not giving her cover. Oh, that she obviously misspoke. Why? I see, I'm starting to see a pattern here, you know. Maybe she's racist. Maybe she meant to say that shit.
Yeah. Hitler was right. Never turns out okay, yeah.
Never. And when she said a victory for white life, she applauded. And she didn't attempt to correct herself. Nobody attempted. Trump just stood there and smiled.
Yeah.
Nobody said shit. But everybody found themselves to say it's obvious that she misspoke. All right, man.
And that's the funniest thing about all that, well, about that whole situation is, like, people not even mentioning him, young. He's supposed to be, like, the grand figure above all this, young, and he was sitting there smiling, young. Nobody even mentioned him, young. Like, they trying to put, I heard some shit today. Motherfuckers still trying to blame Obama for the damn election and shit. I'm like, he don't got nothing to do with it, you know? But yep, he was a part in rigging the fucking election and shit. I'm like, see, a nigga ain't got to be nowhere in the fucking vicinity and get blown. White man on stage right there partying with her. No fucks given. No criticism. Not even the acknowledgement. The rules be different, boy.
Yeah,
way
different. Buddy. Yeah, buddy.
Is that all? Because, to be honest with you, after Friday, after the Roe v. Wade, I kind of tune the news out because I just know it's going to be a whole bunch of fucking civil unrest and people mad and people partying. It's like, after a day of that shit, I was kind of done with it.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. All right. You got anything else, man?
Nah, not outrage, nah.
I think that's all outrage I have. This is why we need Ma, you know? I know he's mad about something.
Yeah.
Alright, entertainment wise, what we got here, man? Watch, get a chance to watch any on BET Awards the other
day? I didn't. I didn't want to bring it up in the outrage segment, but a lot of people seem to be outraged at things that happened at BET Awards. I didn't see it, so maybe you can fill us in.
I mean, I didn't watch it. I just caught clips, Sean.
Okay. You know. Who was this nigga that can't sing? I never heard of him before until the other day I saw his name trending. And I'm is that Javon? How do you say that? It looks like Givon, but I assume it's Javon. I assume that.
The nigga who said that they were sabotaging his performance?
Yeah.
See, now, yeah, I got to watch this and cook, because it got to be bad if he copping all these pleas.
Yeah, I just heard the clip where he seemed like his earpiece was fucking with him or something like that, but yeah, it just sounded like he can't sing, you know. And was that Jeremiah who couldn't sing either? Was he on stage signing back? No, I was doing the verses, my fault.
Okay. Oh yeah, we gotta talk about the verses too.
Was it Mario? Who was he going up against? Omarion?
It was Omarion God damn it, dude, that quick, and because everything after fucking Ray J was kind of like, you know, after the fact and shit, man. But it was Omarion and Mario.
Right. That's what I said. Okay.
Yeah, my bad.
And apparently Mario was the only one that could sing?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, between those two, nigga, remember that little nigga Sammy from Bad Boy back in the day?
Yeah.
First of all, this nigga look like a full grown Migos now, young. And
right.
That nigga can sing like shit, young.
Yeah, he could always sing. Yeah, I didn't know he was in that shit. Okay.
Yeah, so I guess like one or two of them niggas from Pretty Ricky is either locked up or didn't make it, or them niggas beefing. It was some shit. So he joined the other nigga from Pretty Ricky in their fucking like versus against Ray J. And yeah, they was singing like I think they came out singing One Wish. And okay. Ray J was he was soaking in the corner. You know, he was doing Ray J shit.
Right.
It was a good show, yeah.
Okay. Like, all right.
If nothing else, man, when Ray J is on stage, you're gonna be entertained, yeah.
No like, doubt. Yeah.
Like, he finally realized people, you know, view him as a joke and shit. He giving people what they want, yeah, basically.
All right.
So, yeah, all those were good. I was surprisingly entertained from that shit. I guess it was last Thursday, but it is getting a little ratchet, you know, like between that shit and that 3-6 bone shit, man. Like,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There might be a real fight at some point, and you can't say that you didn't see it coming, because it's been building towards it for the past 6 months.
So who's going to fight on this? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Mario had a lot of aggressive Baltimore energy for Omarion, and Omarion started getting a little bit peeved by it. He wasn't going to do nothing to him, but
Omarion still rocked up?
What you mean rocked up?
Like he left. Cause at one time he had bulked up a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, but he's still small though.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. And you know, Mario's in good shape too. Even though Mario was like, you ain't trying to take your shirt off because you got a gut or whatever. Like, so I guess. That was his little comeback.
Okay.
Something to all Marlon's little quibs.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you had that. And then the Pretty Ricky niggas and Ray J, They were saying a little disrespectful shit too.
Mm-hmm.
It's niggas, Kenny, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's niggas, they drinking. They looking out, they don't want to be the butt of the joke in front of the girls. You know.
Right.
Nigga shit. So, I can see it going there at some point, you know. But, entertaining night, nonetheless.
Alright.
I was going to talk about them BET boys. See my girl Taraji talking her shit up there, Kenny?
Nah, what she talking about?
I think she saw a lot of people screaming HU in that crowd, so she had a little survey on stage.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. The whole HU thing.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good for her.
Good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, man. I'm with it. However, I do see why people are tired of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We be answering that door with our dicks out, man.
Yeah, y'all do, man. And a lot of times it's not even called for, bruh. But, yeah.
See, I'm not going to trash Taraji, because I don't know the context. Yeah. She could have been getting heckled, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Set the record straight. So who knows?
Hey, yeah, them kids that go to Howard, they still sleeping out, protesting and shit. What happened to that? It's like that just came and went.
Yes.
They get what they was asking for, you know?
That's been resolved.
Oh, it's been resolved? Good.
Yeah.
All right. That shit look like the projects on Good Times. The motherfucking pictures they were showing. I was like, damn.
That was resolved around the time that, I guess, Hampton's lacrosse season started. So.
Oh, okay. Around that time. All right.
Around that time, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker. Mm-hmm. All right.
Keeping your head up.
I think that's about all I have, man. I don't have no fucking outrage, dog. Eat too much, my allergies too much. Oh yeah, but by the way, that wasn't just a one week thing. You know? I think I'm officially a nigga with allergies now, you know.
Mm.
A nigga with bad allergies, you know.
It's too bad, you know. Mm. I feel bad for you, dog. I don't wish this shit on nobody, you know.
Now, I'm hoping it was just because we had a great week of weather, and everybody seemed to be cutting grass at one point or another every day I was out, you know, in the past week
and a half. Nah, you got it. You got the shit, you know. That's it.
I think I got it, young.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yep.
Washed.
Yeah, man, it's people at different times in their life, you know. I done had the shit growing up, and all of a sudden, I think I started having it in college, I think. What the fuck is this? Man, that's what this is, you know. Taking allergy medicine every fucking spring. And then you got to take it again in the fall. Like, then you get both seasons in. It's just,
yeah, both, man.
Nigga, I got to take Claritin D. Like, when this shit first hits in the spring, mm-hmm. I got to take Claritin D and Nasacort.
Damn.
Yeah, that's how bad my shit is.
I think a big part of the problem this season, though, was we really didn't have a spring. You know, it went from cold to hot. Cause I don't know about like your neighborhood, man, but I usually in the springtime and the fall time get a solid 2 to 2.5 to 3 weeks of fucking of grasshoppers and insects everywhere and shit, man. I ain't heard a grasshopper since last fall, Kenny. I mean, a cricket. Yeah, I haven't heard a cricket since last fall. And I hear them shits every spring without fail, yeah. Not a peep this year.
I ain't really heard a lot of crickets either.
Yeah. It's just wild. I mean, I'm thankful because them shits is a annoying as fuck.
No, yeah, especially getting your fucking house.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, I live on the first floor and shit, so they be right outside my window serenading me and shit. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as much as I'm thankful for it, whatever, I'm like, that don't sound good for nature, you know? That's probably what happens every fucking season. Just didn't happen this year.
Right.
So, maybe our new landscaping company has some good pesticides. I don't know. But
I haven't heard of them either. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Keep an eye on it. It prayers up to Shaka Zulu, longtime manager and business partner of Ludacris. He got shot in Atlanta the other day, man. Atlanta, boy. Think D.C. and Philly and, you know, these other cities we talk about on the weekly are bad, man. They ain't got much more fucking regard for life out there either.
Yeah, they really don't, man.
Hey, man, so prayers up to him. Continue prayers up for little TJ. He's had a few surgeries now. Some people saying he hasn't been in a vegetative state, and some people say he is. Like, I don't know what to believe right now. So, just continue prayers for him. And babe, I'm trying to think if anybody else got shot. Like, it's a damn shame you got to think about who got shot this weekend. Like,
mm-hmm.
Not if somebody got shot, but who got shot.
Right. Right.
Unfortunately, that's where we are right now, man. So, yeah, man, that's about it, man. Guess we can move on. You have any tanks this week?
No, I don't have any.
I don't think I do either. So, let's get to listener tanks and feedback of the week.
All right. This one is from Tewodros. It says, long, I'm going to piss somebody off tonight. All right. Sup, fellas. Once again, listen to your show while getting so high. They called me Stoney Jackson if I play football, or Rasheed Wallace if I play basketball. Alright. First off, Puerto Rican Greasy sounds like a reggaeton mixtape. Ain't no joke after that. That's just what I thought off break. TKO ain't done one of these since Riley Curry was still being held by Steph at the victory parade. So I'll do it and hopefully get the music with it. Dear black women, you've been put on notice. Stop saying there are no good black men to have kids with when we all see the kinds of niggas y'all have kids by. Y'all don't owe anybody. Y'all don't. Y'all don't owe anybody shit, but let's be honest. This agenda of shaming niggas for quote-unquote not stepping up and aspiring openly to be dads is all wet, as they used to say in my great-grandma's youth. Again, all y'all Myras out here complaining that there aren't any black men around them that are into them, but leave out that you work in a white-collar field where the only black men let into the space you rightfully earn a spot in are the ones that don't make the white men there feel sexually insecure in one way or another. So the only black male peers y'all get are either, by West's definition, emasculated, infantilized, or so self-hating they did their interview wearing tap shoes and a brown covered in burnt wine ashes. God damn.
Is that Deion Sanders burnt wine there?
Yeah, man, that's that, damn, how they used to put that blackface on, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that burnt wine cork ashes, yeah. If you know what I mean. We all know niggas who act as they want us to, and they don't owe him or anyone sex, but demanding black men all act just like the Alfonso Roberto nigga you clearly aren't into is doomed from break. He said Alfonso Roberto, I assume he mean Alfonso Ribeiro, but it might have been Alfonso Roberto. I'm not mad. I'm just tired of being lumped in with the same type of black men I and my brother-in-law try to teach my nephew not to be. Like by women are just pressed, they ain't never going to get that Derek Jackson fantasy again. Holding us all to that standard is one of one when niggas say they want a wife like Michelle Obama but try to find it in women who look like Johnny Blaze. I mean, this Black women, if you want to date or marry white men, I unironically support this, but both because I see no harm in it on the whole, and let's be honest, I've shoveled my fair share of snow, so the hate is just bold-faced hypocrisy. Besides, I like my women how I like my liquor. Very strong, very dark, and from some part of the West Indies or West Africa. A final note, the racist cook at my old job proved I was right to leave. He called another black person a nigger, and they only fired the black dude that slammed his head into the grill while it was still on.
God damn.
Yeah. I don't know about payback, but I want to find a nigga that did this and buy him an eighth as a thank you. finally, Mike Tomlin, Steve Kerr, 2024. Hypothetical, but I want to leave it on a fun note. Y'all ain't old. You just didn't smoke crack in the 80s and lived. Be grateful. One love to Waldros.
Mm-hmm. What a parting shot, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Strong black women put on notice, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, you kind of settle into it then and just let people who want to be Myers, yeah. It's actually good that they self-identify themselves, so you kind of what you're dealing with.
And, yeah, that's true.
You just sidestep instead of, like, taking that under your charge. I don't need to fall down and get my uniform dirty. It's cool.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, man. That damn head in the grill, though, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That ain't never happened to Mel's diner.
Yeah, I don't think Mel phony by a nigga either, but hey, you never know.
I don't know, it was a close second. I don't know, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, Florence, like, she might have let one go every once in a while, but. Nigga, we old as shit. We know the characters on Alice, you know. Nah, nigga, we old, you know. Nah, you know. Nah. Yeah, we old, you know.
Alice called that stagehand nigga because he ain't had that bear claw, yeah. that bear claw on the set, yeah. Catering.
Yeah. That's too bad. Man.
Ain't it?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, no. All right. This one. Yeah.
To that point, though, we old, Kenny, but I gotta say, my old friends, we look good, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
I was noticing that as we were getting kicked out of the brunch on Saturday, because I think they had the space rented out for like 4 hours or whatever. So at 2 o'clock, they were like, well, we have, you know, a day party starting here. And, you know, started to see some like millennials come to the door about 5 minutes. And, like, some of them motherfuckers look older than the people we was with, man.
Mm-hmm.
But then, by contrast, I'm not going to say we all look good, young, because later on that night when I went to the other party with some other friends, whatever, Mike, with some people, some young ladies there, whatever, man, didn't necessarily take care of themselves through the years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? I ran to one of my high school September girlfriends.
Okay. You know
what a September girlfriend is?
What's that?
A girl you meet in late in the summer, you find out she's going to the same school you are, and y'all like pseudo boyfriend girlfriend for like a month until y'all figure out y'all don't like each other.
Got it. Okay.
One doesn't like each other. Yeah.
All right.
So, I'm surprised I even recognize her, because I'm pretty good with names, young, but, like, people I haven't seen in, like, you know, fucking 25 years, like,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't expect that name to roll off my tongue or whatever, but, you know, first she called me Anthony, so I'm like, okay, I don't know you from, you know, college or anything.
Right.
I know you from, like, either high school or before or whatever. And I noticed her right away, and I was like, damn, I met this chick when I was working at the Children's Museum for someone like a summer youth employment joint, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I guess I was a junior in high school, right. When she was about to be a freshman.
Okay.
Yeah, and she looks older than me.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, you know.
So,
yeah, man.
Shout out to all of us taking care of ourselves.
Yeah. You can fall off a cliff, you know, and some people would come back. Like, I've actually, like you say that, I've actually come across people that I flat out just didn't recognize them. And I should have, but I didn't. And I feel really, really bad, you know.
Dog, the worst I felt is, I'm trying to think if it was that one that you came and shot the brunch at my house, Sean.
Okay.
It was either that one or a year before. It was a nigga in my house for like an hour. Went outside, took pictures, walked to the fucking yard, went to the tailgate and shit, and it didn't hit me until like a couple of my boys were like, yeah, man, it's like a band career union right now. This nigga was not only, you know, a schoolmate of mine, but he was in my homeroom. His mama took us to our first house party and shit. Like, this is my man, young.
Yeah.
I did not know who this nigga was, young.
Yeah.
I said, God damn.
Yeah, I get it, dude.
So. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Take care of yourselves, y'all. That's pretty much what we're saying. Drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
It helps, man. We really do.
Yeah.
All right, this one is from Greg. It's out of Tank Day. What up, 5-star crew? Thanks for all you do. Y'all mean much to many. Appreciate that, brother. I spent Saturday about a week back with my tanking-ass uncle and found out little cousin inherited the trait. We haven't pulled out of the driveway, and Unc says, that's a nice teleporter. Hooked up sweet. I look over at a Telluride. This nigga gonna kill my insides today. The same time, I put them in segments. This one's at the grocery store. Unc says, I gotta get some of that juice they were talking about. Referring to your podcast a few episodes back. That damn Pepino juice. Yeah, he meant papaya juice. Pepino,
yeah. This nigga about that. Drink some cheese, yeah? Some exotic cheese, yeah? Pepino?
Yeah, that Pepino, yeah. Little cousin asked for some Ganga Goo beef. Yeah, he meant Wagyu.
Ganga Goo, yeah?
Ganga Goo beef, yeah.
That nigga just had a full Soul Train scramble board.
Yeah.
Try find them goons,
yeah. Yeah, they told you not helping Soul Train, my nigga. Unc reminiscing about candy says, why don't they sell Bootylicious and Tubba Bubba no more? He said the cashier was about early 50s is cooking because she knows he meant Bubbalicious and Hubba Bubba gum. Next, driving through Upper Marlboro, right? My cousin looks square at the establishment and says, Dad, I'm trying to grab some BoJack real quick. Yeah, he meant we pulling the Bojangles. In the drive through, Unc starts talking about NBA draft. It says, how much you want to make a bet that boy Polo Alto from Duke goes either first or second? It's Paolo Benghetto. Little cousin's cooking, but corrects his dad, then says, I couldn't find that show Martin and Shay. I was looking for a hot minute too, so I'm still not in on that joke about the big ass umbrella. Yeah, he meant that damn Michael Che. That show, Martin and Shay.
Martin and Shay, young.
Yeah, that damn Michael Shay, man.
Man, I heard that. I was like, young, how is he going to connect this to motherfucking Shannon Sharp, man?
Yeah.
That Shay, young. I'm like, yeah, it's got to be a Shannon Sharp tank.
Mm-hmm. So I'm in the front seat cooking like hellfire at this point. that phrase been inside joke on that house. It's 11:45 a.m. I got at least another 9 hours with these two. I have more emails to come.
Well, can you real quick, young? He said that BoJack early on. How many rods did Bobby Jackson make in his career?
Let me look real quick. See, that's the thing. You start thinking of niggas, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That should have got a little bit of bread, you know? Yeah.
Because it's going to be somebody. It might not be tonight, but it's going to be somebody. We bring up this joke, you know? And them niggas going to be having gotten paid, you know? Yeah. It ain't going to be funny no more. Like, this nigga got paid this much, you know?
Yeah. For his career, he got 3.6 rods, Jim.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Shit, that's all right.
He never made a rod in an entire season.
Right.
The most he ever made was 6.4 mil with the Kings this last year, but total was 36 million, so 3.6 rods. Yeah.
How many years?
97-98 until 2008-2009. 12 years?
Oh,
that's all right,
man.
12 seasons. But then you look at it like, well, dog, he played 12 years, but he made 36, so he averaged 3 mil a year.
Yeah,
that's,
Bob Jackson would have been getting paid now, yeah.
Yeah, man, just, shit. I can say it's bad timing, but damn, you know. See, that's like one thing that, Charles Bach, he always says it, and I know he's kind of joking when he says it, but he mean that shit.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah. Like, how much bread he would have got during his career? Let me look up Chuck real quick. Yeah, total, you know, 4.3 rods for his whole career, you know. The most Charles Barkley ever made in the season was his last year in Houston. He made 9.
Wow. Hey, man. The more we think about this shit, we all thought it was funny and petty and shit when Mike and Pitt was mad about that braid that Tony Kukoc made coming to the league and shit, young. But I get it, young.
Dog, the year he won MVP, 92-93 with the Suns, he made $2.4 million a year.
Bruh. Nigga only made $2.5 million, John?
See, I ain't, man. Damn, we will start cooking on niggas how much bread they made in the league, you know? By how many nerds and how many rods they made, you know? God damn. God damn.
Yeah. So, let me help our Uncle Bob here, you know? You can just get a picture of Rod and a picture of Nerlens and have them with that motherfucking NBA Jam background,
yeah? Yeah.
Or Mortal Kombat, whichever one.
Oh, yeah, whichever one. Yeah. That's true. Dog, do you know John Wall in 2021 made $41 million? This nigga Charles Barkley made 43 his whole career. I mean, damn!
Four rods the year versus four rods in the career.
Hey, yeah.
That is insane.
This
bro.
Is fascinating, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this nigga James Harden made 40. Yeah. Hold up, Tom. This nigga James Harden last year alone made 4.3, Rod Jim. Dog, I'm looking at this number, so it's 43.8. I think he may have made the whole, he may have eclipsed Chuck for his whole career this last year.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, he did, you know, yeah.
Yeah. I ain't mad at Chuck for being salty over that shit.
You talk about too bad, you know.
Nigga. That nigga, like, literally, sheesh, like, got finished eating a pot of manwich in the training camp, you know. He walked in the full Raj, you know. He walked in the door to full Raj, you know.
Boy, man,
Chuck, like, man, I did that the first half of my career, you know, and it took me that long to get one rod, you know.
He never got a whole one rod, you know. He got 0.9 rods. That was the most he ever made, you know.
No, I'm talking about, like, the first half of his career, like, he made one rod, you know.
Oh, yeah, total, right. Yeah,
yeah, bro. Hey, just think about it, like, fucking in 20 years, Arch Manning's gonna be calling his motherfucking uncles and shit broke niggas, you know? Broke bitches.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Like, yeah. Uncle Eli, that's cute money.
Yeah, he gonna be making 10 rods a year.
Yeah. Uncle Eli, he only made one painting. I got like 4 of them bitches.
Yeah, no bullshit.
Man, these fucking salaries are gonna look insane.
Insane.
In a decade, bro. Insane.
Alright. Whew.
Can we just see the first baseball nigga to make one trout? Yeah. It's gonna be one rainbow trout.
That's pretty good.
Alright.
Oh man. Alright. This one is from Jeremy. Feedback and agendas. Said, what's up, fellas? Jump right in. I work in aviation, so I definitely appreciate the Top Gun feedback. Saw it in 4K and plan on going back to see it in IMAX. Right. So where does Jerry Bruckheimer fit in the top action directors? He's in my top 5. But I know Bob has the Avatar agenda, so head-to-head, is James Cameron better than Jerry Bruckheimer? Yes. James Cameron better than everybody.
Yeah.
It don't matter what type of movie he is. He better than everybody. So that's one thing I agree. I'm sure Bob feels the same way. That's his guy. I don't know if he feels like he's better than everybody, because he might fucking around and say he ain't better than motherfucking M. Night or some bullshit. But who knows hey. That nigga's agendas. I don't think we ever talked about that or not. But yeah, James Cameron's better than everybody, dog.
Yeah, I like to hear the point of antithesis from He's motherfucking Nolan stands, John.
Oh, he better than Nolan. Yeah.
Don't underestimate them Nolan stands, John.
Yeah, he better than Nolan. Come on, yo. He said, speaking of agendas, have y'all watched that Netflix doc on Ben Crump? One thing I noted was that his agenda is to make it financially unsustainable for cops to continue to kill black people. I don't see that happening. Repealing qualified immunity may change things, but I think that's a wild approach to take. I watched it. I thought it was boring just because I don't feel like he's a very interesting person. It was a very, like, by the numbers type of documentary. Again, I just thought it was, I was just bored. Nothing, and I went into it open-minded. It's nothing against that dude. I just wasn't, you know, I just wasn't very entertained by it.
Yeah. He doesn't seem like a very interesting person to me anyway. So.
Yeah.
Young, you know who's, I was talking about my supervisor today, man. You know who's biopic is going to be, or documentary on their life is going to be crazy, Young? Clarence Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just from his ascension to that fucking trial, Anita Hill, and then it's the whole shit with his wife, Young.
Mm-hmm.
You know she was in the motherfucking cult when she was young?
She was what?
She was in a cult.
I didn't know that. I know her family was racist and shit. I didn't know she was in a cult, though.
Yeah, man. She escaped a fucking cult as a young teenager and shit. Only to get mixed up in this QAnon shit. So I'm like, that's her fucking profile, Young. She's comfortable with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's her safe place, so. Yeah, man. That nigga's life is crazy, bro.
Yeah, they'll do something on him at some point. And yeah, it'll be eye-opening for a lot of people. Not so much for a lot of us, but... Man. I was having a conversation with somebody the other day about Clarence Thomas, and I've never said this about anybody before. But I said, you know what, I think if Clarence Thomas had one wish, though, it would be to be like a slave for a day. That's harsh, ain't it, to say about somebody?
Yeah. That bad, huh?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I think of him.
Damn. I think that might be tough, how harshest thing I ever said on this podcast, right?
Oh.
I ain't got much to add from that. We can move on.
Yeah. Okay. Jeremy goes on to say, also, I definitely want to say I appreciate all the conversations about hitting the doctor early in life. Definitely motivated me to get a GP and push my bros to get their yearly physicals as well. That's what's up, bro. All right. This one is from old friend Leonard Brothers. It's titled Tone in the FCU and a Star Wars question for Mr. Bads. What up, fellas? Is writing to say I love the idea of Tone joining the Star Wars / FC universe. What a new spinoff show. I can see it now. The Tone DeLorean. or would it be called Tony One Kenobi? Or would it be Third Youngin? Whatever the case.
Third Youngin, pretty good, man. Pretty good.
By the way, that picture of you, Young, with little LYD, and Reaver, yeah, it's excellent work, man.
Some Bob's creme de la creme, yeah.
Yeah, look at this family, yeah. Yeah. I know little LYD will drive you up a wall, you know.
I'll be making weekly trips to Costco to get the motherfucking macaroons, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He do fucking them. Yeah, right. Yeah.
But yeah, Leonard, by the way, if I have my way, it'll be Tone Solo, by the way.
Tone Solo. Yeah. The Tone DeLorean ain't bad. Neither is Tony Kenobi or Third Youngin. That's not bad either.
Nah, they all solid,
yeah. All solid, yeah. But yeah. Tone Solo. Okay. He said, whatever the case, I definitely tune in each week to watch our dog Tone, Reva, and LYD as they travel the galaxy looking for Jedi, space frogs, and the finest soaps they can find. It would be dope to see them out there trying to eliminate Bama shit one planet at a time. Let's make this one happen. Nerd niggas around the world will love it. Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good premise, huh?
It's not bad at all, you know.
Gotta stop little LYD from eating them soap, Sean.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, man. I know it smells good, but don't put it in your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. By the way, I watched the last episode, man. Good shit.
Oh, you finally caught up. Okay.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the final fight between Obi-Wan and Darth Vader?
It was solid. It was solid. I really don't have any criticisms of the show. It's just like between the Star Wars joints and the Marvel joints on Disney Plus, they've all started slow and built their way to like this, you know, crescendo.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this one hit the ground running. I don't necessarily think it took it to another level, but it stayed the whole time. So, like, you know, that last episode, usually I'm waiting for the fucking, you know, the earth to shake and shit, man. And it didn't really shake or whatever, man, but it had been, like, rumbling the past 6 weeks, though. So, you know, I think it's the most consistent of the Star Wars joints, whatever, man. You know, to go back to the first Mandalorian, I think it ended on a high note or whatever, man. But, you know, I got no complaints about it whatsoever.
Alright. Goes on to say, on another note, I was just watching a reaction to the Obi-Wan finale, and the ladies that asked a good question I want to present to KB. They were talking about the whole Obi-Vader fight, and they asked if Obi knew that Anakin was Vader before that moment, or if he found it was him when he sliced his helmet open and saw his face. They also wonder if he had ever even heard of Vader before then. And to take it a step forward, they wonder if others around the galaxy were that Darth Vader was Anakin Skywalker. Yeah, Obi-Wan knew that was Darth Vader because Reva told him that Anakin was still alive. So yeah, he knew that Anakin was Darth Vader. I just think that when he sliced his helmet open, that just seeing his face, yeah. I think this kind of took him back, you know, for a second, and realized that there's still a human being in that helmet. And, you know, Anakin going back and forth between his real voice and, like, that modulated voice kind of showing how, you know, it's still a human being in there. Like, I know, you know, he's mostly a machine, but you know, there's still a person there. But once Anakin said, man, like, I'm not your failure, like, I killed Anakin Skywalker, and he tried to swing him one more time, that's when he finally called him Darth at that point. Because I think up until that point, he just always kind of referred to him as Anakin, but it kind of flows into how he referred to him, like, later on in the trilogy. I remember in, what was that, Return of the Jedi, and he had that conversation with Luke, and he just kind of dismissed him as, like, he's more machine now than man, and because that's kind of, you know, what he thought of him after that fight. But does everybody around the galaxy, are they aware that Darth Vader was? Nah, I don't think a lot of people know. Like, I know Reva knew. Like, I know, of course, Obi-Wan knew. But I don't think it's, you know, a thing that is well known that Darth Vader was Anakin Skywalker. I don't think that. And this one is from Brian. It's titled, Tanks Up, Fellas. Falling through a couple joints real quick. The old lady at work called Top Gun Jet Gun. A single tear fell from my eye. Mm-hmm. Dan Martino asked if I heard about Montel Jordan getting arrested. I told him, nah, when did that happen? He goes, yeah, he got caught with a bunch of weed and some shit the other week. Yeah, this nigga was talking about Montrezl Harrell. God damn. Boy, oh boy, I tell you, that's how rumors get started, you know. Montel Jordan ain't bothered nobody. Didn't I see Montel Jordan in a commercial recently, you know? Yeah, you know what it was? I saw that nigga in a commercial with Shaq, I think it was, for like that Admiral insurance, you know? Because this is how we do. Yeah, he ain't bothering nobody, you know? Yeah.
For real? I know they brought back Mark Morrison on for that Return of the Mac, man.
I ain't seen that. Where was that at?
It's something like Taco Bell. It's something whack, man.
Is he in the commercial?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, tight. All right.
His chunky ass sitting in the chair, yeah, and the chair be floating. It's doing something, yeah.
Something came back, you know, and he's saying that. Okay.
Yeah, I get it.
That's good, you know.
Hey, why not, you know?
Walk out a check. That's all right. It goes on to say, I was Ed Husson in line at CVS and heard Amira talking on speakerphone, of course. Say, yeah, because of course she was on speakerphone. That boy, Mariano, sounded a hot mess on that verse the other night. I assume she meant Omarion, but then again, she could have combined it with Mario. Yeah, Mariano, nigga. Yeah. I put not past my roof, shaking my damn head. Lastly, I have one question, sad suggestion. Have y'all ever considered doing a live show? I think that shit would be dope to get live feedback interaction with FS Nation on IG or YouTube. Also, could potentially help with any sound issues as y'all know as soon as they happen. rather than the next morning.
He trying to be nice.
I'm thinking trying to be nice. But helping us with our audio issues, you know. Y'all ain't got to be nice about this shit. Yeah, it sucks. Yeah.
Hey, man.
It's fine. We know it.
It's us.
Right. But, yeah, we have heard that suggestion before, and it's definitely something we just got to... I mean, shit, we got to figure out, number one, how to get Bob back before we even consider doing a goddamn live show, introducing cameras and shit, you know what I'm saying? Even all we want, probably all I got to do is just use the cameras already on our computers anyway. But then again, yeah, these laptops are kind of old and they got shitty webcams on them. So let us upgrade first, because I think that's one of the things they did in the, at least in the new M2 joints, I think they all gave them the upgraded webcam. So if nothing else, at least we can have solid video quality before we even do something like that. So.
Bomb kids when we pop locking in the back, man.
Right. Hey, great show, Zuzu. Y'all boys be easy, man. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it, bro.
Appreciate it, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, those are the emails. That's it.
Okay. Hey, I did have one more piece of outrage. These kids be thinking all these niggas that are fucking, like, savages and be on demon time is cute and shit, young.
Mm-hmm.
I've been done with this nigga. I don't give a fuck how many melodies he has, young. This nigga YNW Melody put a hit out on his mother, young.
What?
Yeah. Because she could potentially testify against him, young. He authorized, okayed the hit out on his mother, young. This little nigga's a demon, young. Seriously.
Nigga, how you put a hit on your moms?
When it comes to your fucking freedom, I guess that's it. And you a demon. You on demon time. And you give no fucks. You do the math. I never trust that nigga's smile anyway, young. But, yeah, this confirms it. Trash. I hope he rots in jail. Your mom's young. Bad. And they got right where he belonged. I mean, and that's after the fact that he fucking shot and killed his man, allegedly. And dropped a nigga off at the motherfucking ER. Like, just like, slumped his body out the motherfucking car. Kill one of your best friends and then give it okay to kill your mother. Like, niggas like that not redeemable, young. Allegedly.
Alright, wow.
Sitting there dumbfounded, young?
Well, I had to go look it up. I don't believe this shit. So, hotnewhiphop.com, I never heard this website before, but headline, YNW Melly's mother says she expects him home in 2022. This came out 5 hours ago. Yeah, his mom's Jamie Demons King says that she expects her son to be released from prison later this year. He's currently facing double murder charges, to which he has pleaded not guilty. The update comes after the prosecution claimed that Melly authorized a hit on his own mother, citing text message exchanges. Quote, if you read his phone, there's narcotics trafficking and firearms violation authorizing killing his mother, prosecutor told the court. Those are the things that you would consider, quote unquote, authorizing. This is pure desperation, Demons King wrote on social media after allegations were made.
Yeah, dog. I watched the whole report.
Hold on, dog. If so, No Jumper, is that his mom's in the picture on the No Jumper IG?
I watched the No Jumper podcast on YouTube. I didn't see the IG.
Oh man!
But I seen a picture of his mom. His mom looked pretty young.
That's what I'm saying. I'm looking at it like it could be his damn sister. That don't like his damn mother. But then again, that might explain it. So, yeah. Because the person I'm looking at this picture, she don't look no older than 31 years old. Yeah, 31, 32 years old.
He's not old himself, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, just forgot to mention that in the outrage. All right, let's get some shouts to get about you, KB.
Yeah, man. As always, thanks to everybody listening to the show. It's much appreciated. You can follow us on Twitter at KBADS, that's KBADDS, and at Hot Fire Starter. Any questions, comments, you can send them to hotfirestarter@gmail.com. And as always, you can donate to the podcast at patreon.com/hotfirestarter. Any and all donations are much appreciated, and we'll see y'all next week.
All right. Appreciate everyone out there for supporting us. Hey, y'all, stay cool out here. Stay safe out here. Have a happy holiday weekend. Hopefully you guys get to where you're going. If you're traveling, you get back. These planes are crazy right now. The cancellations and gas is high. So, yeah, man, just stay safe out there, y'all. And we'll holler at you guys next week. Happy holiday. It's Evans Podcast, and we out.